My name is James Sagerton. This is the February 13th, 2024 meeting of the Pacifica National Finance Committee. We believe we have quorum. I'm going to ask Secretary R. Paul Martin to take the roll.
Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Teresa Allen. Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Kamau Harris.
I'm here.
Julie Hewitt.
Here.
Christina Huggins.
Here.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. James McFadden.
Here.
James Sagerton.
Here.
Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Here.
Okay, now I know there are some directors on here, so could the directors who are sitting in please tell me who they are? Not hearing anybody. I know there was a director here before.
Oh, Susan Young was here. Susan, are you still with us?
Well,
no, I don't hear her now.
Okay. Now she was here before. All right. Anyway, so in terms of members, you have 9, and that is a quorum.
Very good. Thank you, R. Paul. All right. That brings us to adopting the agenda. And to do so, I will read the agenda. Number 1 is convene the meeting. Number 2 is roll call. Number 3 is adopt the agenda. Number 4 is the chair's announcements. That's for 2 minutes. Number 5 is minutes. That's a 5-minute item. Number 6 is set next meeting date. Number 7 is review the draft FY24 KPFA budget. KPFA business manager Maria Negrette presenting, if available. That's a 30-minute item. Number 8 is report from the executive director with Q&A. That's a 30-minute item. Number 9 is discuss definition of quote-unquote major donor for financial reporting, outreach, and other purposes. Number 10 is rationalize reporting central services in consolidated financials separately for each unit and as revenue to the National Office and PRA. Number 11 is updates from the National Office and WPFW on when the NFC may expect to receive their budgets. That's a 5-minute item. Number 12 is adjourn no later than 10:15 p.m. Eastern Time.
Our
is there any discussion? I hear you, are, Paul.
Yes.
Anyone else?
Christina for the stack, please.
Gotcha, Christina. Anyone else?
Kim.
Gotcha, Kim. Anyone else? Let's go ahead with our Paul.
Okay. Several of these items have no time on them, which I think is not a good idea. So I would propose that for number 6, set next meeting date, that we set it for 10 minutes. And that for number 9, discuss definition of major donor, et cetera, that we make that, let's make it 15 minutes. And number 10 is rationalize reporting, central services and all that. And I would make that, that's probably a 20-minute, I'm guessing. So I make that 20 minutes. All right, so my amendment would be to make the time for set next meeting date 10 minutes, to make the time for definition of major donor 15 minutes, and to make the number 10 rationalized reporting, et cetera, 20 minutes. Okay.
Very good. I think those are appropriate lengths of time. We may take more or less time as we will. And really, these are just topics that came up at the last meeting. in the Q&A with the executive director. These are items that she mentioned that she was interested in having further discussion on. So that's why they're here. We may have enough time to fill up those time limits or not, but we'll see as we get to it. So so that's your motion, R. Paul. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, is there any objection?
No. Kim with a substitute.
Go ahead, Kim.
I would like to remove item 9 and item 10 as I don't think this lame duck committee should be beginning to address this. I also would add removing item 7 since the business manager, we were told, is not here and could not make it tonight. So I would like those removed from the agenda.
Okay, Kim, would you like to separate those items?
No, I want to remove them all.
Okay, well, I'm going to move to separate them, and that means they are separated. So let's take them one at a time. Let's work backwards, since that's where my screen is. You wanted to remove, was it number 10?
That's one of them, yeah.
Rationalized reporting of central services? Okay,
yeah.
You want to motivate?
I just don't think that this lame duck committee should be starting to get into this. I mean, we're not going to resolve it tonight. We're not going to resolve it tonight. And so I don't think it's appropriate for this committee to even start and spend the time on it. This is a lame duck committee, you know.
Okay,
you're no longer members here. 5 directors are no longer members.
You made your point. I will correct you to say that the directors on this committee are members until they are properly replaced by newly elected directors, which hasn't occurred yet.
But it will happen tomorrow.
I will ask if anyone else has anything to say about this.
Christina, I would agree with
you. Paul, Mr.
Okay, I heard R. Paul asking for recognition. Go ahead, R. Paul.
Yeah. Geez, you know, hollering, we're lame duck. I don't think that works well. We have to do stuff, and there are a number of things that we can do tonight. Now, some things, maybe some things are just not going to happen, I think. But the thing is, let's see, the motion is to remove 9, 10, and 7. And so right now we're discussing, what, number 9, Mr. Chair?
Number 10.
Well, it was named as 9, 10, and 7. Okay. All right. So you say we're doing number 10 right now. Okay, glad to hear that. I'll change it. So number 10 is rationalizing reporting. Now, I don't think that's a gigantic policy decision. I think that's a discussion of how the national office is handling some of these things. And I don't think it will, you know, destroy anything if we discuss that with the executive director tonight. So I'm in favor of keeping number 10. Thank you.
Christina for the SAC.
Thank you. Go ahead, Christina.
I challenge the ruling of the chair as far as separating them. She made one sweeping motion, and I don't believe it's reasonable for the chair to unilaterally decide that her motion is completely out of order in taking out issues on part of the agenda that she thinks are not germane.
Well, I think that sounds like a point of order, and I'll simply answer that by saying that according to Robert's rules, any member can request that items, multiple items in any motion be separated, and all the member needs to do is request it, and it's done. There is no discussion. There's no voting. It's just a member requests it, and it's done. It's a parliamentary procedure matter. It's not a matter of policy or anything else.
But pardon me, there is discussion taking place right now, so I don't understand why you won't allow me to challenge the ruling of the chair that you unilaterally chose to separate the items that she put in her motion.
Because that's the nature of moving to separate. Once someone moves to separate, things are automatically separated.
And I challenge
Paul, do you happen to have a Roberts Rules citation for that, Arpal?
Let's see. Okay, this is to divide, right? So
yes.
Let me grab a very thick book over here. I mean, God, this is like this is meetings 101 here. Okay, let me get to that thing and rush over. Hold on. Let me – 1 second. I got to reach for something and put down the phone. Put on reading glasses, too.
I can tell you what I've found in my Roberts Rules right now, if you will. The motion to divide a question.
That's okay, Christina. You're not recognized yet. We're waiting for our Paul to come back. Thank you.
Okay, if you want to rule like that, that's fine. But I actually have the answer.
That's what I just did. You're not recognized. Thank you.
Gotcha.
Chair, this is Kim. May I be recognized?
Kim, we're waiting for not yet,
and why
Kim. We're waiting for our call.
Christina can't read the Roberts Rules? Why is it Christina can't read it?
Because we're waiting for our Paul to come back. Go ahead, our Paul.
Mr. Chair,
the only one who can read a citation?
Excuse me. No one has been recognized. Please seek recognition before you start to speak. Go ahead, our Paul.
I did.
I am having an eye problem, so I'm slow here. So please hold on. Unless you want to let other people. If somebody else wants to give a citation, I'll probably catch up very soon. So whatever.
Okay. Yes. Christina said she had a citation to give. So go ahead, Christina.
I don't have the particular number in the book, but it says the motion to divide a question can be applied only to main motions and to amendments. It takes precedence of nothing but the motion to postpone indefinitely and yields to all privileged incidental and subsidiary motions except to amend and to postpone indefinitely. So this is not a main motion, and it's not a main amendment.
It's an amendment. All right. Chair.
It's a substitute.
I sent the citation to all the board, all the NFC.
It's an amendment. I agree with our Paul. Our Paul, are we waiting for you now, or what's your status?
That sounds about right, and I'm still looking right here, and I'm waiting for my computer to stop doing something.
Okay. While you're looking, why don't we have Kim go ahead? She wanted to say something.
I only said it's a substitute motion.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. A substitute motion is a form of amendment.
I am thinking, R. Paul, that it might take less time, and it appears to me that no matter what you may read directly from Robert's Rules, ruling may be challenged anyway. So it might behoove us to just go ahead to the vote on the challenge the ruling of the chair to save time?
To save more than time. The chair gets to go first on the appeal, then everybody else gets to go who wants to, and then the chair finishes, then we can vote.
Okay, well, the appeal is about the ruling of the chair that to separate is all needs to be done is to have a member request for to separate or to move to separate, and it is automatically done. So I don't know. I don't think it's appropriate at this point to challenge some of the other things that were being said about lame duck, et cetera. It's strictly on that matter. So I'll just simply say it's a matter. It's a straight up matter of up and down Robert's rules. And it's really a simple thing. And we'll have a vote on each item individually. Everybody will have their say and we'll take up a lot of time in the meeting unnecessarily. But, you know, if we have to go through that process, we can go through it, but there's nothing really to discuss further than that, I don't think. So that said my piece, anyone else want to speak?
I remove my challenge to the chair, and what I would like to say is I would like to actually vote on the actual agenda. I think that would be more productive.
Thank you, Christine. I appreciate that. And Arpold, are you asking to speak?
Well, I was going to speak to the motion to appeal, but you should ask if there is unanimous consent to remove to stop the motion.
Thank you. Is there unanimous consent to stop that motion? Do I hear any objection? Hearing no objection, that motion will be stopped. And Christina, did I hear you say you wanted to move the entire agenda?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I think that's good. I appreciate that. Chair, I'm sorry.
I don't want to make a point of order, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, I don't want to make another point of order, but calling the question can't happen in a committee.
Okay. You're right. I appreciate that. Okay, so why don't we just go back to asking if there is any other discussion of the agenda?
Yes, Christina for the stack.
Okay, Christina, go ahead.
So looking at the agenda, I don't see the motion that I sent beforehand to the chair and to the all the members of the NFC. And if that's not on here, I think that's inappropriate considering there was defamation committed in open session at the last meeting. That's number one. Number two, if you're going to review the draft fiscal year 24 budget that you've known for several days that the business manager won't be able to be here to answer questions and present, then I will not vote for this agenda and I will not participate.
Okay, thank you for that. I will just say, excuse me, Kim, please don't interrupt me when I'm speaking for a point of order. But, all right, no, you can do
that.
Go ahead. What's your point of order? What's your point of order?
Well, my substitute motion was on the floor. I mean, we have to vote on my substitute to remove those items.
She's right.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think you are right about that. But I thought Christina made a different motion, but it was on the floor. So,
that will come after we resolve this.
So go ahead and motivate.
I already did. I mean, I think these items are inappropriate for this agenda tonight.
Arpol on the stack or something.
Go ahead. All right, I've got Arpol. I'm going to put myself on the stack. Anyone else?
Beth, after you.
Okay. Go ahead, Arpol. Thank you, Beth.
It has been divided. So you said right now what we're discussing is to remove number 10. And then I guess we'll go to 9 and 7 in some other order. But right now we're at, you know, remove number 10 is what's on the floor.
Correct.
Yes. Thank you, Arpol. Okay, then I had myself on the stack, and I wanted to simply comment that some of the arguments that were made against this, that we're a lame dunk committee, we won't be able to finish this. other kinds of things along those lines. You don't have to finish an item in order to begin discussion of an item. Several committee members who are here tonight will be here at the next meeting of this body. There's no problem in moving ahead and discussing things and getting ideas and thoughts out there. Whether this is a lame duck committee or not, this is just a matter of business practice. It's a matter of how we're going to be accounting for things, and something the executive director said she would like to have a conversation about at the last meeting. So I really don't see the rush to make sure that the current committee does nothing and that everything is reserved for a future committee. These things have to flow from one to the other, not be abruptly jerked around. So those are my remarks. Now let's go to Beth.
Thank you. Yes, our committee structure, Pacifica's committee structure, provides for one committee at a time, sequentially. And until the current committee is replaced by duly elected replacements, this is the sitting committee. It has no more or less authority than it has at any point in its life. Those occupying director seats reached this point by triple election, first to the LSB, then to the PNB, and then to this committee in my own case for the last 3 years running. And to try to dismiss the nature of that position is inappropriate. There's no one else here to occupy that seat. There will not be anyone to occupy these seats until after the elections are concluded and new people. At that time, there will be a new board seated. Until that time, this is the National Finance Committee, and it has responsibilities. This is a routine, regular, normal, regularly scheduled meeting of this committee. Reviewing budgets is the proper mandate of this committee. There has been 6 months warning that we would be reviewing this budget. I see no reason whatsoever to delay any further. Thank you.
Point of order.
What's your point of order, Ken?
Three of the members of this committee are no longer directors, including the previous speaker. You are no longer directors.
So if that's your point of order, it's not well taken by the bylaws. Members of Pacifica Committee serve until they are properly replaced by newly elected committee members. And that, as has been pointed out numerous times, has not happened yet. That would
Fine,
mean
but you're still not directors. You're not directors.
Oh, stop it.
It doesn't matter. You don't have to be a director, a current director, to continue to serve on a committee. Committees stay alive until they are properly replaced. Otherwise, Pacifica business would grind to a halt in the sometimes longer, sometimes shorter, is in between different iterations of the PNB. So I'm ruling that that's not well taken. So what is there anybody else who wishes to speak to this? Hearing none, let's go to a vote, R. Paul, on removing number 10.
Okay, so the amendment that we're voting on is to remove number 10, rationalize reporting central services in consolidated financials separately for each unit and as revenue to the national office and PRA. Please answer up when you hear your name. Teresa Allen. Lyndon Foley.
Abstain.
Kamau Harris.
No.
Julie Hewitt.
Pass.
Christina Huggins.
Yes.
Jim Kaufman?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, no. James McFadden?
No.
James Sagerton?
No.
Elizabeth Von Gunten?
No.
Going back, is Teresa Allen here? Is Julie Hewitt here?
I am.
All right. Julie
I'm
Hewitt is here?
Abstain.
Oh,
yeah.
you're abstaining.
Have been the
okay,
whole time.
Right. Yes, you passed. You passed. Okay. All right. So, 2-4, 5 against, 2 abstentions.
Thank you, R. Paul. All right, now let's go to number 9, discuss definition of major donor, quote-unquote, for financial reporting, outreach, and other purposes.
Wait.
Like to...
You've got, hold, Mr. Chair, you have
yes,
9
sir.
And 7. You divided, remember?
I do.
Okay, so we voted on 10. Now we've got
correct.
9 and 7.
Right, so we divided them, so we're going to do 9, and then we'll do 7.
Okay, so now we're doing 9. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask if people Kim, this was your motion, so I'll ask you to motivate again if you can do it without repeating yourself. But if your arguments are the same, perhaps you could just say that they're the same. And I'll ask everyone else not to repeat themselves.
You mean, except for you, you got to repeat yourself. Yeah, they're the same.
Yes,
this
Kim,
is inappropriate.
Kim, suspend,
and
suspend,
we
please,
don't
Kim.
Really need to.
Suspend, please, Kim. Suspend, please. Thank you.
Why?
You're not recognized for the purpose of that last remark. I
oh,
simply
I'm
asked
sorry.
You to motivate without. Yeah, this is not a free for all. Please. So motivate if you can without repeating yourself if you can. Go ahead.
I just said I cannot repeat myself. This is a subject that we do not want to get into and begin tonight.
Okay. Is there anyone else who wants to speak to this item?
Beth.
All right. R. Paul, can you Beth, try not to repeat yourself. Go ahead.
Just that I see no reason for this committee not to address its regular business. Thank you.
Okay. That was kind of repeating yourself, but I'll, you know, let's just move on. R. Paul, can you take the vote on removing number 9 from the agenda?
Hold on a second.
Okay. The motion is to remove number 9, discuss definition of major donor for financial reporting, outreach, and other purposes. Please answer up when you hear your name. Teresa Allen, Lyndon Foley.
Abstain.
Kamal Harris.
No.
Julie Hewitt.
Pass.
Christina Huggins.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, no. James McFadden.
No.
James Sagerton.
No.
Elizabeth Von Gunten.
No.
Okay, going back, Julie Hewitt.
Abstain.
Okay, the vote is 2-4-5 against, 2 abstentions.
Thank you, R. Paul.
The next one has to be number 7.
Next one is number 7. Number 7, which is review the draft FY24 KPFA budget. KPFA business manager Maria Negrette presenting, if available, 30 minutes. Kim, do you want to motivate?
Well, you know she's not available because you already told that and you neglected to. This is the third meeting in a row where it's been scheduled and you have failed to made arrangements for the business manager to present. So, we need the business manager to present her budget. That is what management does. They present the budget, and she is not here to present the budget.
Christina for the staff.
Thank you, Kim.
Who is that, Christina? Go ahead, Christina.
Yes. Thank you. I believe that it's a specious argument that there's no critical reason to rush this budget in a haphazard manner. We've known for a couple of days that Maria Negrete will be unable to attend, and it, to me, displays an overt bias and discriminatory treatment that they're pushing this forward. There's some people that have I sent an email today that's not even on here for my motion that says there was open animus and there was discriminatory treatment and alleged defamatory statements that I've supported in an email that I sent. And this just establishes for me that this is going to go ahead no matter what, hell or high water, even though Maria, who's had a scheduled series of things that are going to probably be okay pretty soon, that she won't have to attend her medical issues that are happening, that are getting straightened out.
Christina, I'm going to ask you not to speak to Maria's medical conditions on this open meeting.
I didn't say anything specifically. Yeah, but you can have allow people to defame management at KPFA in the last meeting, and that's okay with you. So I think that
I'm also going to ask you to refrain from accusations about defamation and other matters in your email because those are matters for executive session if they are ever taken up. Matters such as that, which involve possible legal liability for the foundation, are never discussed in open session. So your motion that you sent was not well taken, and I'm asking you not to continue to speak about matters that are not for public discussion. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, I would like to finish my statement. I believe that there was an alleged defamation that happened at the last meeting that I provably changed around and told people that was not the truth that came out the last meeting. I will not participate in this. This is like a kangaroo court, and I believe it's ridiculous to rush through an evaluation of KPFA's budget without the general manager or especially the business manager being present. So I will not participate in this kangaroo court. I will not participate unless our business manager is here, and I will vote against this agenda because of that. And I want to let you know that the reason I send these emails is because I know that they're ignored a lot of the time, but I've worked with attorneys for many years, and those emails that I send serve as notice that there's public notification that there are illegal or violations of Robert's Rules of Order or violations ethically that have occurred consistently in these meetings, and I will not ignore them. If the agenda is accepted, I will leave and I will not participate because I believe it is completely ludicrous to participate in a budget presentation without the business manager. Thank you.
Thank you, Christina. It's your privilege to remain or leave the meeting as you wish, but we will not discuss matters of legal liability, things like accusations of defamation.
Well, too late.
And whatever the grounds are for such things in an open session. So sometime that can be either taken up with the PNB or it can be taken up in a future NFC meeting, but it has to be in a closed session. So that's my ruling on that matter. And Beth, before you come in, I just wanted to, I'm trying to, well, all right, go ahead, Beth.
I can be brief. I just want to point out that that the charge of defamation can cut both ways, and that people should be cautious about the charges that they're making because realities can be well documented. So I'll leave it at that.
I think caution is the watchword for this kind of conversation, and I would agree with that. And I would like to shut this part of the conversation down and go back to the discussion we're having about setting the agenda. We are once again whiling away our time, and we're not really getting anything done. as we, you know, may be the purpose of some of this conversation, but we want to try and get something done. So let's go back to the conversation about whether or not we are going to have number 7 in the agenda. And we have Christina speak on that matter. And Kim, why don't you go ahead? Did you already motivate Kim, or you, I don't think he motivated this yet, did you?
No. It says review the draft budget KPFA business manager Maria Negrete presenting, if available. She is not available. Period. There is no reason for this agenda item anymore. She is not available. It is management who presents their budget.
Okay, I think you made that point. Thank you, Kim. Is there anybody else who wants to speak on this?
It's your agenda item that says, if available. She's not available.
Kim, I'm moving on to another speaker. You're not recognized at the moment. Is there anyone else who would like to speak to this? I'm going to put myself on the stack to respond. Is there anyone else who would like to go ahead?
Beth would like to be on the stack.
Okay, Beth, I've heard you on another matter. I'm hearing Lyndon for the first time. Can we hear Lyndon, and then we'll go to you, Beth?
I'd completely be happy with that. I can wait.
Go ahead, Lyndon.
Yes, I am awaiting. I do want to hear what you have to say, how you address the issue of if Mr. Grett is available or not, how that language fits with your decision.
Okay, thank you, Lyndon. Beth?
Yes, the agenda item as listed says Maria Negrete presenting if available. It doesn't say reviewing the draft budget if available. It's a matter of grammar. It's a matter of what it refers to. There's nothing to prevent the National Finance Committee from reviewing a draft budget we've had for weeks now, whether Ms. Negrete is available or not. KPFK has been free to send someone else in her place if they would like. But I would also correct the previous speaker referred to evaluating this budget, and that's not the agenda item. The agenda item is to review it. So I don't see any reason not to. Thank you.
All right. I'm not going to reiterate my sentiments, which are the same as what Beth basically just presented. This was Maria Negrete presenting if available. I had some reason to believe that she would not be available, although I never did hear from her. I heard from other people that she was not available. It would have been preferable to hear from her about her availability, but there is nothing to prevent us from reviewing and looking at some of this budget. We've already done it at a previous meeting. We've been looking at aspects of this budget without it actually officially being presented. And I must say that there are some on this committee that just seem determined not to have this group of people look at this budget. They want a different group of people to look at this budget. And it's really, you know, the other group of people is going to get to look at this budget anyway. They're going to be this committee. They're going to have control of this committee. They're going to have control of the PMB. They can do what they want to with it. I don't know what the angst and the fear or whatever it is that is causing all this concern about this group of people that has reviewed many budgets over the years that I've been here on this committee. We've reviewed many, many budgets, and there's been no great disaster that's befallen anything in Pacifica because of us reviewing these budgets. So I just, you know, I think we just have to proceed with our business, put one foot in front of the other and try to get as much done as we can. We're very late with all of this. We know we're late with the budgets, and, you know, we've tried to do better over time. We made some progress in catching up with budgets. Then we fell back when we lost our accounting services. So let's just pull together, everybody together, try and get as much done as we can for the benefit of the whole body of Pacifica.
Kim to the stack.
Kim, you've already spoken. Do you have something new to add?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Number one, did you ever actually contact Maria yourself? Number two, I have no preference whether this committee or the next committee reviews this budget. What I do want is the business manager, and there has never been a budget approval without either the GM or the business manager to present their budget. Never. So this is an unprecedented event.
There is no, it's not unprecedented. There's no assumption.
It is unprecedented.
Excuse me, Kim, one speaker at a time. There's one speaker at a time, Kim. Thank you. There is no unprecedented situation here. We're going to review a budget that we've had for weeks. It doesn't say anything about approving it. Of course, we're not going to approve it before we've heard the management's presentation of it. We're just going to review what we've had for weeks. That's all this is about. And yes, I reached out to both, and I'm not going to get into open discussion of personnel's performance of their jobs here, but I reached out to management at KPFA and did not get any response back. More than one person I reached out to. It was represented to us by a member of this committee that Maria could present on this date after we had already had several prior dates scheduled for her to present, and then she was not able to be here. So she's not able to be here tonight. She wasn't able to be here last week. We're making no comments on that. We're going to just go ahead and have a look at it. That's all we're doing. We did some of it last time, and we can do more of it now.
Kim, to the fact.
I'm going to I want to go to a vote on this. Kim, I'll give you one more chance, but after that, we're going to go to a vote.
We have never reviewed this budget. Not once have anybody opened up that spreadsheet on this committee and discussed it. You're rewriting history.
Thank you, Kim. We had discussions about items in this budget at the last meeting from the member of KPFA, the director from KPFA that's on this committee. All right. Paul, will you take the vote on this item, please?
Okay, the motion is the amendment is to remove number 7 from the agenda. Please answer up when you hear your name. Teresa Allen, Lyndon Foley.
Abstain.
Kamau Harris. Kamau Harris. Moving on. Julie Hewitt.
Pass.
Christina Huggins.
No.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. No. James McFadden.
No.
James
no.
Sagerton.
No.
Okay, I'm hearing several. Is that James Sagerton saying no?
Yes.
Okay.
James Sagerton said no. McFadden said no before me.
Yeah, I got that, but I heard, I think people were repeating.
Yes, James Sagerton, that's
Elizabeth
me.
Von Gunten.
No.
Okay, going back. Teresa Allen isn't here. Kamau Harris? Julie Hewitt?
Abstain.
Okay. 1-4-5 against, 2 abstention.
All right. Now, is there any other discussion of the agenda?
Oh, we have. Hold on a second. We have my thing to put times on all of this stuff.
Oh yes. I thought we passed that. My apologies.
No, we didn't. We didn't get it. There was this substitute thing.
All right. Let's proceed to a vote on that.
See if there's any objection to putting time limits on these things. If people
want
to go
idea.
Over
Thank
again.
You. All right. Is there any objection to placing time limits on these items? Number 9 was 15 minutes. Number 10 was 20 minutes. Was there any other one, Paul?
7 was 30 minutes.
7 is 30 minutes. That's on there.
This is Kim. I abstain.
For the executive director is 30 minutes. Those are the only two, 9 and 10.
Six. Six is 10 minutes. It's set next meeting at 10 minutes.
Okay, very good. Okay, yes, you're right. Okay, is there any objection to putting those time limits on these items?
I abstain. This is Kim.
Thank you, Kim.
I abstain as well.
Okay, Mr. Chair, okay. If somebody wants to abstain, they're going to have the a vote. So, I mean, people could say they don't like it or whatever, but if they just say, well, I abstain, we don't have a vote, then it's just going to be passed without objection.
Kim, are you happy to let us pass it without objection if you withdraw your abstention?
No.
Okay, I'll call. Please go to the vote.
Okay. Okay, does anybody need me to go over the times again? Hearing nobody clamoring for that. Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Teresa Allen, Lyndon Foley.
I vote to pass the agenda.
Well, no, it's not to pass the agenda. It's to put the times.
I vote to put your times on, even though
okay.
We may not get to them.
Mal Harris? Julie Hewitt?
Yes.
Christina Huggins?
Abstain.
Kim Kaufman?
Abstain.
R. Paul Martin, yes. James McFadden?
Yes.
James Sagerton?
Yes.
Elizabeth Von Gunten?
Yes.
Okay. Kamau Harris? No reply. 6-4-0 against, 2 abstentions.
Thank you, R. Paul. All right. Now let's move to approve the entire agenda. The main motion to approve the entire agenda. Is there any objection to approving the agenda as amended?
I object. Christina.
Yeah, I'm going to object.
Paul, go to vote.
Okay. The motion is to approve the agenda as it has been amended. Please answer up when you hear your name. Teresa Allen. Lyndon Foley.
Yes.
Kamau Harris. Kamau, if you're there, we can't hear you at all. Let them know. Julie Hewitt.
Yes.
Christina Huggins.
No.
Kim Kaufman?
No.
R. Paul Martin, yes. James McFadden?
Yes.
James Sagerton?
Yes.
Elizabeth Von Gunten?
Yes.
Okay, is Kamau Harris? Last call. All right, 6-4-2 against, 0 abstentions.
Thank you, R. Paul. All right, that takes us to the next item on the agenda, which is the chair's announcements. The chair's announcements are that tonight we'll review the draft FY24 KPFA budget, KPFA business manager Maria Negrette presenting, if available. Also tonight we'll have a regular report from the executive director, Stephanie Wells. Please look at any documents posted by the National Finance Committee Secretary, R. Paul Martin. On the NFC list, there are no other new announcements. Let's go now to number 5 minutes. R. Paul, I understand we have some minutes.
Yes, 1 second, please.
Okay, we hear you.
Okay, I move Where is it? I move to approve the minutes of the January 30th, 2024 and February 6th, 2024 public session meetings and the February 6th, 2024 executive session meeting. And I would motivate this.
Please go ahead.
Okay, so two of them are public sessions, and that's ordinary. And I'm bringing up the executive session because, one, you know, it's something that people who are haven't been there for any of it will say, oh, I don't want to do this. And also, it was an extremely short meeting for something small. And, you know, the report out was we passed we passed minutes, and that was all, okay? So without revealing any of the great confidentiality, I think we can vote on passing that in public session. So the motion is to appeal the last two public session meetings and the executive session from the last meeting.
Thank you, Arpol. Is there any discussion?
This is Kim.
Go ahead, Kim.
I'm going to object on the same grounds I did last time, that I'm not reading through four or five pages of single-spaced personal narrative minutes, and I can't read that much and, you know, try and make corrections. So I'm going to, you know, vote no. Sorry.
Thank you, Kim. Anyone else?
Arpol, for a second thing to say.
Go ahead, Arpol.
Okay, I have been alerted to a sort of typo in the January 30th minutes. The sentence is, as I wrote it, she said that the buyers working were with us. Should, of course, be were working with us. So I will change that without we need motion or anything, okay?
Thank you, Arpol. I'm going to put myself on the stack as possibly the last opportunity to thank you, Arpol, for all of the work you've done while I've been the chair of this committee and prior when I was on this committee, but not chair, being the secretary. It's a lot of work. I know it takes hours and hours to do these minutes. They are thorough. They are very helpful in terms of recapturing what actually happened, more so than minutes that might just be more of an action style minutes. And I think most of the committee appreciates these minutes, and I believe people in the future will appreciate them for their thoroughness. So thank you very much, Arpol, for all the work you put in to do this. And I will be, of course, voting to support these the adoption of these minutes. Arpol, can you now go ahead and take a vote on this?
Okay. The motion is to approve the minutes of the January 30th, February 6th public session, and the February 6th executive session. And I'm writing that down. Okay. Please answer up when you hear your name. Teresa Allen, Lyndon Foley.
Yes.
Kamau Harris, Julie Hewitt.
This is minutes, right?
Yes, minutes.
Yes.
Christina Huggins.
Abstain.
Kim Kaufman.
No.
R. Paul Martin, yes. James McFadden.
Yes.
James Sagerton.
Yes.
Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Yes.
And I think Kamau is just not on the call anymore. So there was 6-4, 1-1 abstention.
Thank you, Arpol. All right, that brings us to the next item, number 6, which is set next meeting date. I want to say that everyone should know by checking KPFTX that we do have a next meeting date set for September 27th. I know
September
there was some
27th?
I'm sorry, did I say that? February 27th. I know that there was some action taken that was somewhat irregular to post another meeting on the 20th of this month, and I wanted to give the committee a chance to discuss that, and if they would like to set a meeting on the 20th, they can do it through the regular process. So is there anyone who would like to make a motion?
About what?
About setting a next meeting.
Julie, to the
staff. We have a regularly scheduled meeting scheduled for February 27th that our poll, I imagine, was set a long time ago.
Yes.
Maybe like January or February of last year.
I think it was March.
There was subsequently
like
11 an irregular.
Months, 12 months.
I would make a motion. Christina, I'd like to be recognized.
Go ahead, Christina.
I would make a motion that the NFC meet on the 20th.
Julie was first.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Kim, were you asking to be recognized?
Julie was before Christina.
Oh, I didn't hear Julie ask for the stack. Julie, did you want to speak?
Yeah, I did ask for the stack, and the question I was going
to
ask is, Christina, do you know whether there's some chance that Maria would be available on the 20th?
Yes,
I guess that's a question for the chair. But
I'm in contact with her, so I know that there's a likelihood she would be available on the 20th.
Thanks. Then I would move that we meet on the 20th with the same, item on the agenda to do, to go over the questions about the KPFA budget, but, with Maria Negret, if available, something to that effect.
This is Kim for the stack.
Go ahead, Kim.
I was asked by the current PNB chair to set this meeting for for February 20th in order to seek a new committee, elect chair pro tems, and have, run an election for permanent pro tems. And it's up to the PNB on Thursday if they want to keep that meeting on the 20th or not. So it's not up to this committee to set really any more meetings after tomorrow, when the new members of this committee will be known with the election results.
Christina for the stack.
Go ahead, Christina.
Just a simple comment that we've been told repeatedly by this chair and by many others, that the PNB is the final decider on anything, and that we are a committee, and the people who are in charge of making the real decisions are the PNB, and I think it's disrespectful to disregard the desire.
Could you please suspend for a moment, Christina? There's some background noise that I'm not being able to hear you. Could everybody who's not speaking please mute and then continue, Christina? Sorry.
That's all right. I just think it's been made clear that the actual people who decide are the keen deciders are the PNB. And if they have stated, the new chair, that they want to meet on the 20th, they want the NFC to meet on the 20th, then I don't see where we have the authority to disregard that. Thank you.
I'd like to take the poke at answering that, but I'll let our Paul go ahead.
Yeah. One, I'm really tired of hearing about lame duck going to be here next week. Four other treasurers going to be here and on in months from now. And also, we have a meeting set for the 27th. This thing of now we're suddenly going to meet on the 20th, and it's kind of vague what's happening here. I also object to the idea that the committee is not able to set its own meeting time. Now, if we were like chronically not meeting, the PNB could step in and do something about that. On the other hand, this committee is unlike all other committees. This committee exists by the bylaws. So I think we get to set when we meet, and we already have meetings set for this month and next month. So at least I think it's next month, too. I think it is next month. But the deal is, you know, I think that I object to the idea that the PNB or somebody – did the whole PNB vote on this, or is this one person on the PNB who told you to do that, Kim?
May I speak, Mr. Chair?
No, I have a question. I want to know what the PNB
– question.
No, somebody's going to answer my question. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think Kim was offering to answer the question. Go ahead, Kim.
The chair of the PNB asked me to notice a meeting for a week from today based on what the PNB will decide to do on Thursday when the new committee members are known, and the PNB on Thursday can decide if they want to meet on Tuesday or not. The committee.
If I may finish.
Convening the new members.
Okay, thank you, Kim. That was the answer that was sought by Arpal. Arpal wants to reclaim his time. Go ahead, Arpal.
Just want to finish here and say, yeah, I object to the idea that one person on the PNB, even if they are the chair, gets to declare this. The PNB didn't tell us to do this. A person on the PNB told us to do this. So I really think that's not the way to go. Otherwise, you know, you can get into all sorts of – you can see all sorts of scenarios where that would cause problems. So we already have something set for the 27th when the new – members of the NSD will be seated, and that will happen. The idea that we have to wait around for the PNB to figure out if it wants to come and see us on the 20th, and we have to wait for that, I object to that. So, yeah, I'm not going to vote in favor. By the way, I have a motion, as Secretary, let me say, I have a motion here from Christina Huggins that we meet on the 20th. So that's what I'm carrying it as, Christina Huggins making a motion to meet on the 20th. If anybody thinks that's not right, no, right now, I would object to it. Thank you.
Okay, Arpal, I want to ask you another question, if I may. Who was that asking?
Beth and Steph, when there's time.
Beth, I have you. Just let me ask Arpal a question. Arpal, would you agree that the PNB, if they decided that the NFC should convene in a meeting on the 20th, that the PNB could decide that and direct the NFC to do that? Because I guess we do have now the new members will be announced tomorrow. So if the PNB met and directed that the new members of the NFC convene a meeting on Tuesday the 20th, and then I guess in the normal course, the NFC would then resume setting its own meetings unless some emergency arose and the PNB needed to step in again. Would you think that that is would there be anything out of order in that procedure?
Well, I would say I wouldn't like it because of this high-handed way of doing things, but I wouldn't object to that. I would say, you know, instead of making a big fight about it, I'd say, all right. But, yeah, if the PNB says we got to do it, I'd go along with that. But I still object to the idea that, you know, they're taking our lives and moving around and saying, yeah, you guys, it doesn't matter what your time is, we say this. Yeah, I'm not an employee. Thank you.
Okay, and one other question, Arpal, and I think you may have already answered this, but would it be in the purview of this committee's normal authority to set its own meeting for next Tuesday, the 20th, for whatever purpose it wanted to, just to go ahead and set a meeting for the 20th. Would that be out of order?
Of course, we do it all the time.
Yeah, I thought so. So if there's a motion to set a meeting for the 20th, then the committee could vote on that. And even though some of us might not like it, it would still be valid. Okay, so.
I request information.
Who's asking for information?
Kim.
Kim, go ahead.
So are you saying that you, this present configuration, can set a meeting for next Tuesday for this present configuration of the NFC to meet next month, next week?
No. No, just for the NFC itself to meet. Remember, all of the treasurers that are currently on this meeting will be on the NFC at the next meeting.
I know that. I know that. But the directors won't. All five directors presently on this committee, three are no longer directors. Two did not run for NFC. So all five directors are done as of tomorrow.
We will be done as soon as the new members are ratified on Thursday.
So are you saying that if this present configuration tonight, a meeting is set, reset for a week from today, that it would be with this current configuration?
That is not what we're saying. We're saying that this committee can decide to meet a week from today.
Wait. Can somebody mute? I'm hearing screaming in the background.
Thank you
for chairing, Kim, but let me do that. Yeah.
Anyone can
so,
do it.
I heard you got my. I think you got my answer. Well, anybody can raise a point of personal privilege, but
I'd like to raise a point of personal privilege then right now. This is Lyndon.
What are you saying, Lyndon?
I'd like to raise a point of personal privilge then
about the noise
right
yeah.
now.
About yeah,
the noise.
Okay, so
well, the noise that I'm hearing, James, when you're speaking, I don't hear any reverberation. But when R. Paul's speaking and Kim's speaking, and now I hear myself, there's a reverb, and it's driving me crazy.
Okay, that has happened on occasion when a particular member has their microphone open, so if we could ask everyone to close their microphones. When they're not speaking, that would help.
Why does it happen when you're talking?
When I'm talking, I don't know. I don't know. Is it happening now?
Yes.
It happens when somebody else speaks.
Point of personal privilege.
Well, hold on. We have to deal with one at a time. So, Lyndon, all I can say is I happen to know that one member of this committee is at an event, and when that person opens their microphone briefly, we might be getting noise from the event. That's something that we have lived with, over time.
That is wrong. Yeah, that is not what this is.
I was suspected
with you, because when you speak, I don't hear any reverberation. I mean, are other people hearing what I hear?
Yes.
I don't hear reverberations. I hear something. Yeah,
well,
I hear something.
Yeah, it is what we're saying. Well, it's not really, you can tell by the tone and the timing. It's delayed like 3 seconds.
It's a distorted feedback of some sort.
Yes,
right.
It's Kim.
Okay, I don't know what it is. Who's asking to be recognized?
This is Kim, and I have information about this. I have the micro control open, and it looks like it's coming from Beth and from R. Paul.
Okay, well, I think the best solution is for everybody to try and mute when they're not speaking. So let's try that and see if we can go on with our business.
We're all gone now.
Pardon me?
Uh-oh.
It was.
It's gone now. Okay, so good. So somebody muted, and that took care of it.
No, it's not gone.
It's still there.
All right, we're just going to have to live with it then. Let's try to move on.
It's coming from Beth and our panel.
All right, well, we got this.
Mr. Chair, is this better? May I say that I just spent the last minute or so with my finger on the mute button, which is the only way to mute this phone, and the noise is still there, so I don't know how it's been.
Okay. Well, I'm going to just
move
along. Go ahead, Beth, if you must.
Yes, I'm alone in a silent, closed room. When I mute the button here, it doesn't. I hear the same reverberant sound, extreme sound that others do, and when I mute here, it doesn't change that. I still hear it. So all we have the base. Kim is asking us to take her word for it, that it's attributable to me or anybody else. We don't have the information. She does. I dispute her charge.
Okay, well, I don't
this
think, again,
Kim and I have a suggestion.
Who's responsible, which is fine. Kim, just hold for 1 second. If everybody would just please mute when you're not speaking, we're going to try and move on and see if that works. Kim, go ahead if you must.
The suggestion I have, if this doesn't work, is to everybody get off and call back in.
All right, well, I'm going to try
that.
And avoid that.
I second that. This is intolerable.
It's intolerable. Is it really that bad? All right, well.
It is.
All right. So, I.
What the chair can do.
Go ahead.
The chair can call a recess for like 2 minutes, and we could all hang up and all call back in again. But then we're going to need a roll call to make sure who's here.
It would be okay. Listening to this.
It is okay. Really bad.
How do we know it's not him?
Okay.
I'm tempted to ask for a vote of the committee, but the only way I can see to do that is to have a poll, and we're not allowed to do polls.
No, you can make a motion.
All right, let's make a motion. All right.
You can make a motion
and ask for an objection.
Lyndon,
make a motion to recess for 2 minutes.
I move that we recess for 2 minutes, call back in, and hopefully this problem will go away.
Thank you.
2 minute recess.
We should get off one at a time and see who's when it ends when that person gets off. And the people who have not been muted this whole time should be the ones to get off first so we can figure out which one of them is causing the problem. I've been muted the whole time.
Okay.
I'm all muted when I'm speaking, so I don't know what it is. It is intolerable, though.
All right. Lyndon, are you amenable to having your motion amended by what McFadden just suggested?
Anything to solve the problem.
All right. So let's do what McFadden said, and one by one, let's have people get off, and then we'll see what happens. Let's go by.
Why don't we go by me first? Because the only way I can mute this phone is to hold my finger on the mute button, and I. You know,
get
it's
off.
Very difficult to
get
do
off.
That. So why don't I get off
okay,
first? Oh, wait.
Go
did we pass the motion to recess for 2 minutes and call back in?
Yes. Is there any objection? Hearing none is passed. Go ahead, Arpa.
I'm going to hang up and call back in 2 minutes.
Go ahead. Hey, who's next?
Well, we have to see if the reverb is gone. It's still here.
Still there. Okay, can I get a volunteer to go next?
I'll go. This is Beth.
Thank you, Beth.
Somebody needs to speak. It's still there.
Say it again, Linda. Still there.
It's still
okay.
There.
Okay. Julie, can you go next?
Yeah, I'll go next. Okay, see ya.
Thank you, Julie.
1, 2.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Still there.
It, James is the only person. The fact is, when you speak, there is no reverb.
All right, let me try to go next.
I don't know what that means.
I'll go next.
All right.
Let's see if that's it. All right.
I'm back.
Okay. Is it clear?
Yeah.
It's clear, isn't it? Everybody agree?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Everybody hang up and then call back in, I guess.
No, we don't need to. He's the only one that needs to call back.
Oh, okay. All right.
And he'll get a left line.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of obvious because when he spoke, nobody heard a reverb, right?
No.
I right? Yes.
I don't know.
Right.
I mean.
Thank you.
I think Lynn is correct about that.
And so why was it attributed to me?
Because your line was beeping. You're popping up.
I don't believe that.
Okay. I'll take a picture if you want. Well, that wouldn't help. Your line was doing its thing when other people were speaking. So, I don't know.
Oh, a blissful silence.
Oh, goodness. Oh, this is so much better. Julie's back.
Yeah,
I'm back.
You were the problem.
I'm the problem. Oh, that's a fine. How do you do?
Well, is there an echo now? Does anybody hear one? I do not hear one. You can't.
Did we stay on the stream?
No, I can't.
Or Paul.
Okay.
Or Paul,
yeah, we seem
there?
To be good now, James.
Okay. And now there's a question. By hanging up, I don't think that takes us off the stream as long as we did it seriatim like that, correct?
We didn't all get off. After you got off, the problem was gone, so the rest of it stayed.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, let's try to move on and see what we can get done without having a problem again, hopefully. All right, so we were still trying to decide how about the next meeting. I think he's back.
Oh, yeah, I said I'm back. I'm here.
Yeah, he's back.
I stayed out for 2 minutes, and I'm back.
Okay. All right, so, Paul, I believe we were in the middle of deciding on whether or not there was going to be a meeting on the 20th. I think you have a motion from Christina to that effect. And I guess I'm not clear if anybody had made one from the floor.
Well, she said it. She made a motion. Let me find it. To meet on February 20th. And I would suggest that the 10 minutes for this item is up.
Okay. Can we not count the technical difficulty time towards this item?
Wouldn't matter a bit. We're way off.
All right. Well, then I'm going to ask if someone has a motion to extend. Would anyone who would like to have a meeting on the 20th like to extend?
Beth moves to extend by 5. Sorry, I was muted.
And this is Kim. I'd like to make an amendment.
What's your amendment, Kim?
To set a meeting for the November, February 20th to see the new members of the NFC if the PNB chooses to do so.
Beth seeks recognition.
That's okay by me. Go ahead. Beth, are you asking to speak?
I am.
Go ahead.
Thank you. I was on the stack. I deferred to Mr. Foley, and there we were discussing this matter. I would like to reclaim my place on the stack. I'd like to address this question, please.
Okay. And Lyndon, did you get your chance to speak?
Yes, I just wanted to address the noise issue.
Got it. Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. I agree with our Paul regarding the distinction between an officer and the PNB as a whole. It's one thing for the PNB to vote on when to set up committees. It's another thing for any given officer on their own authority to start making those decisions and making assignments without having had the PNB have the opportunity to weigh in. I also want to object to the bogus use of the word, or the proposed use of the word emergency for a meeting to justify posting it with less than a day, well, less than a week's notice. Emergency has a specific legal meaning to use it for any other, it's not an art of convenience. To use it for any other purpose corrupts the meaning of emergency. It's in effect calling wolf, so that when you actually do need to declare an emergency, people have been desensitized to it. It can be considered fraudulent, so it can carry legal implications. So I warn all against the fraudulent use of the term emergency to get around the requirement to have 7 days notice. I would also like to point out that best practices for relations between government and management is for the chairs of any given body to communicate directly with management rather than have an array of directors and or other committee members going through mid or lower level management indirectly. I think that what we have experienced since the last meeting and even before that has indicated how unreliable that can be. And I propose that we leave that communication to the chair and his contacts directly with management. Thank you.
Okay. I believe as previously, I had to some understanding with our Paul, at least between the two of us, that it would be okay for this committee to set a meeting for its next Tuesday, the 20th. And I thought that's what the motion we were going to.
Should I tell you what I have written down?
Yes, please.
All right, going back to the original motion. The motion from Christina Huggins that the NFC meet on February 20th. Then there's an amendment to add, and I clean this up so it's not redundant, to add, quote, to seat new members of the NFC if the PNB chooses to do so. So that's the amendment.
Okay. I think what I was suggesting was something different, but that's the motion on the floor. So, is there any other discussion?
I would like to motivate.
I think we're well past motivating. Did you want to make a comment?
Yes, I would make a comment that it's my understanding that the PNB does have the authority, as I said before. And the fact that one of our members just used the word fraudulent regarding the use of the word emergency is once again starting in defamatory territory. I mean, I don't believe that assuming that the chair of the new chair of the PNB asked for a meeting to be called, I would assume that she did not do that unilaterally and spoke with the other new officers of the board before she did so. So I would just take exception to the language just used, that impugned, and also stating the legal definition of emergency. I've worked with attorneys for like over 40 years, and I don't believe that was an accurate description of the legal implications of using the word emergency. It's impugning the integrity of other people, and it's completely inappropriate, once again.
Okay.
So I would
suggest
going with me on the 20th. I'm done.
Okay, I was going to suggest if you were making a point of order, you could do that, but I don't think that the member made her remark about fraudulent with respect to any individual. It was a general comment on the general use of emergency in an inappropriate way.
Oh, come on. You know, this is
point of order, Chair.
Well, hold on, Kim. Christina was speaking when you broke in, but go ahead with the point of order.
entirely inappropriate for you to interpret what she was stating. You don't know what she meant, and the fact that she used that language is appropriately challenged.
I did not interpret anything. I merely stated that she did not use that in connection with any actual individual. She was just talking about the use of the word improperly in general.
Use the word emergency. Use the word fraudulent.
All right, so
fraudulent is illegal.
Mr. Chair, I call for the orders of the day.
Yes, thank you. All right, let's go to a vote on this matter of a vote of a meeting of this body if the B directs it to be so. Can you take the roll on that, Arpal?
I will do so. Okay.
First thing we have is an amendment, and let me scroll up to that. The amendment is – the main motion is to meet on the 20th. The amendment is to add to seat new members of the NFC if the PNB chooses to do so. And please answer up when you hear your name, Teresa Allen, Lyndon Foley.
Abstain.
Kamau Harris. Julie Hewitt.
Yes.
Christina Huggins?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
Arpal Martin? No. James McFadden?
Abstain.
James Sagerton?
Pass.
Elizabeth Von Gunten?
No.
Okay, going back, I think Kamau Harris is off the call. James Sagerton.
No.
This is McFadden. I want to change my vote to no.
Okay, McFadden is a no.
To change, the chair wants to change his vote to abstain.
Okay, the chair changes to abstain. Okay, the final vote is 3-4, 4 against, 2 abstentions.
All right, that brings us...
I think that number is wrong.
Okay, I'll go over this. Voting, okay, Lyndon Foley...
I agree, yes, we know.
Okay, let me get over this thing. Let's see. We did have... Oh, I have 3, okay. The cursor didn't move. 3-3-2. Same result.
Right, same result. All right, moving on.
Okay.
We're now at item number 7.
Wait a minute.
Let us
Mr. Chair, that was an amendment. The main motion to meet on 220 is now on the floor.
No, it's not.
You made an amendment.
Kim, please suspend. Arpal, the amendment was about if the PNB approves. And the main motion was just a simple motion to have a meeting on the 20th?
Yeah.
Okay. Take the roll on the main motion then.
Well, wait a minute. Point of order. Who is this meeting for? This committee or the new committee? You can't set a meeting for this committee.
Kim, we already went through that.
No.
The new committee.
Well, I don't understand what we're voting on.
Kim, stop talking over the chair. The motion, it has nothing to do with whether the members of this committee now will be on the committee in the future. They won't. We know that the next meeting of this committee will be convened with the new members as elected by the PNB, with the results to be announced tomorrow after the deadline for ballots tonight. So it's not an issue.
Okay, right. Are we going to a vote, Mr. Chair?
Yes, please, Paul, yes.
Okay, the motion is to meet on February 20th. That's next week. Please answer up when you hear your name. Teresa Allen, Lyndon Foley.
Abstain.
Kamau Harris. Julie Hewitt.
Yes.
Christina Huggins.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, no. James McFadden?
No.
James Sagerton?
Abstain.
Elizabeth Von Gunten?
No.
3-4, 3 against, 2 abstentions.
I'll change my vote. I'll vote for the meeting on the 20th.
Lyndon Foley goes from abstain to a yes. Okay.
Well,
that
then
makes it...
I'm going to have to go from abstain to a no.
Okay.
Point of order.
The vote is 4-4, 4 against, 0 abstentions.
Thank you, Art Paul. What is your point of order, Kim? What rule is being broken?
I mean, this committee tonight cannot make the rules for the new CMB or the new NFC. Just saying. So this vote is performative, and it doesn't mean anything.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I would suggest that in that case, the motion to have all the meetings we've had for the past 11 months would be out of order. And since they're not, I would suggest this is not either.
All right. I'm going to move that. I'm going to rule that we are out of time and that we are moving along with the orders of the day. And therefore, we are now on item number 7, review of the FY24 KPFA budget. And since Marina Grett is not here, we're just going to review the budget document that we have and take a look at it. I know that there are members on the committee that have some questions. I'm hoping perhaps Stephanie can be interactive with them in terms of pointing out their concerns. And perhaps Christina can help us understand if there are people who have questions that she can answer. And I understand she was not part of creating this budget and she declined to present it, but, you know, she may be able to answer questions if she wishes.
No,
so,
I will not answer questions.
That's your privilege. We already discussed that. Yes, that's quite clear. All right.
I'm leaving the meeting at this point. This is ludicrous. It's like a kangaroo court. And this is ridiculous. So,
all right, I'm going to ask you to withhold
Thanks.
On the name calling. We don't do kangaroo court here. So you've made your objection. You've made your feelings plain about it. We've also said that we have no issue with reviewing a document that we've had in our possession for several weeks. So we're going to go ahead and do that. So is there anyone who has anything that they would like to say about the KPFA budget?
McFadden to the stack.
Go ahead, McFadden.
First of all, if you hear background noise, I'm at the federal building in San Francisco at the protest for to stop the genocide in Gaza. And as far as the KPFA budget, there's just a couple things that I wanted to point out that I think are important for future National Finance Committees to address. One is that in the current budget, the KPFA actuals show central services paid when we've gotten documentation from the executive director that they weren't paid. Now, there's been some discussion about, well, they were not paid, but in lieu of some loan in the past to pay it back, that should be reflected in the budget exactly, you know, that they weren't paid, but that there was some other accounting issue so that people in the future, when they review the budget, really understand what's going on. Number two, the 12-month actual for listener support is about $500,000 shy of what the 24 budget is. The 2023, the 12-month actual, was about $500,000 shy of what the 24 budget is. That's quite a big jump, and that should be when the budget is reviewed next time. That ought to be one of the questions that gets asked, is why there's such a big gap between the 2023 12-month actual and the expected listener support for 2024. That's a pretty large difference. And I think the projected expenses are up for 2023 compared to 2023 actual. So the projected expenses for 2024 are higher than the 2023 actuals, and that could be an issue, especially if there's if we're showing a decline in listener support at KPFA. And I think the last thing is these kinds of differences that we saw between the KPFA budget and between actuals and between actual revenues and stuff really point to the need for a to have executive director supervision over bank accounts, and that means access to KPFA's bank accounts. Now, there was a motion passed at the national level that all the bank accounts would move to Bank of America, but I think that KPFA has resisted that, and I think what could be done is if there's a compromise to be met where the current banks could be have just allow executive director access so that the executive director knows what's in those accounts. And that seems like a simple solution and doesn't, you know, avoids any issues about whether they don't like Bank of America or not. So that's all for now.
Lyndon for the stack.
Lyndon, before you go ahead, I'm going to ask Stephanie if she could address those questions that McFadden had.
Well, the second part of Mr. McFadden's dialogue was
Lyndon, could you suspend for just a moment? I want
point
to see if
order.
Stephanie is still
point,
with us.
Point of order.
What is your point of order, Lyndon?
My point of order is that the second part of his comment had nothing to do with the budget that we have been fighting for an hour and we're 45 minutes to get onto. And so I don't want to really hear, I don't want to hear the reply to that part, at least.
Well, I think certainly access to the bank account so we can
has
review
to do with this budget.
It would have to do with reviewing the performance of the station with reference
not
to the
budget
in the future. Well, I think you're parsing things a little too closely there. So, what I just want to do is see if Stephanie is still with us. Are you still with us, Stephanie?
I challenged the chair on this. Lyndon is correct.
I'm asking Stephanie a question. You're not recognized. You didn't ask to be recognized, and you're not recognized. Stephanie, are you with us?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Stephanie. And before we go on, I'm going to ask for a motion to extend time for 15 minutes. And this is we're about to come to our time certain. Can I get a motion to extend?
So moved, Beth.
Thank you, Beth. Is there any
Mr.
objection?
Chair, is this for the item
for the
and
meeting?
The meeting?
Both. Is there any objection?
Yes.
Okay, Paul, can you go to a vote?
Yes, I can. Give me a second. Here we go.
Okay, the motion is to extend the time for this item and the meeting by 15 minutes. Please answer up when you hear your name. Teresa Allen, Lyndon Foley.
Yes.
Kamau Harris. Julie Hewitt.
Abstain.
Christina Huggins. Kim Kaufman.
No.
R. Paul Martin, pass. James McFadden.
Yes.
James Sagerton.
Yes.
Elizabeth Von Gunten.
No. Yes.
That was a yes.
Yes, okay. I was just trying to get to my mute button. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Kamau Harris, Christina Huggins, me, I'll abstain. Okay. 4-4, 1 against, 2 abstentions.
Okay, Stephanie, I don't know if you were able to remember those questions after all of that, but McFadden has had some specific questions. I don't think it's the first time he's brought them up. Are you getting these questions, and do you feel comfortable going to KPFA and discussing this with management there?
Well, as far as any questions with the budget, I mean, I haven't had an opportunity to discuss the actual budget with the business manager there, just because she has been out ill. So I can focus on that, and we'll review it with her prior to her coming to the meeting where we do present the budget, where she does present the budget. We are getting access to the bank account, so we will be able to have view-only access, and we're also getting some assistance in the national office to help with reconciliation of all the stations' bank statements, including KPFA.
Understood. Thank you for that. McFadden, are you still with us?
I am.
This is Lyndon. I asked for the stack.
Yes, you did. Okay. I'm sorry, McFadden. I'll go
done.
To Lyndon. Go ahead, Lyndon. Go ahead, Lyndon.
Yeah, thank you. And I do object to this part that goes off of what we were supposed to be talking about, which is the budget, to go over this other issue. Now, this title in line 1, 3, and 4 in columns U, V, W, and X has fiscal year 23 unaudited 12 months ending 8/31/23. So is this 12 months? So is it really fiscal year 23, or is this 11 months? That is entirely unclear.
Yes,
and
Willie
can have nothing to do with the over-under numbers, too.
Yes. And you're not the only one that's raised that question. So, Stephanie, I hope you can take some of these questions to the business manager and have this conversation. And I hope that the members can make note of these questions. Of course, Lyndon will be here, and he can raise these questions as well.
Well, if this is 11 months that we're comparing, then we have distortions here. And the previous speaker's point about listener support is not valid.
May I respond?
I mean, you can't compare 11 months to 12 months.
Yes, go ahead, McFadden.
I mean, if she prepared a budget that says 12 months, it's not my problem that she put 12 months in there. It says 12 months. If it's 11
it
months, then
says,
it needs to be changed.
It also says ending 8/31/23.
And if you take 11, 12, you know, 12 or 12 11 times that number, you're still off by about $400,000 from what happened in 2023 actuals to what is would be the amount for 2024 for the expected budget. It's still low. And just this is stuff that needs to be clarified. It may be nothing. I'm sure the business manager can clarify it. It's just that it should be clarified. And that's the point. That's why I brought it up. There may be nothing there. Maybe she can clarify. Maybe some numbers were wrong in there. But those are the numbers that we were given.
Kim to the stack.
Hold on, Kim. I want to see if these guys are done. Lyndon, were you done?
Well, you know, I don't really think we need to be going through here and going, okay, let's take this 2.361 million divide by, you know, 11 and multiply by 12 and then get a new over-under number.
we don't know what we're dealing with.
And unfortunately, with the lack of any representation from KPFA that's competent to speak to it, we won't know. So what we're doing is getting some questions that hopefully we will be able to get clarity on going forward.
Well, the question would seem, well, okay. I cannot believe that you can't see, that y'all can't see this.
Well,
to 11 months does not work.
Right. And I think that's a problem. So that's something that needs to be addressed. I would agree with that. So McFadden, were you finished?
I am.
Okay. Then I heard Kim.
I would like to request that McFadden put what he said, what his issues are in writing and send it to us so we can really address it at the meeting where we review this budget. I'm happy to listen to his concerns, but I don't feel like I'm going to be a scribe for what he's talking about. Put it in writing, please.
That's what the meeting minutes are for.
No, that is not.
Well, McFadden, it would be helpful if you could put that in writing. I think you possibly have already done that for a prior meeting, haven't you?
No, I have not seen it.
I can put it in writing, but
all
it's
right.
Not
well,
going to happen
be
right now because I'm at the Gaza protest in San Francisco. So it's
yeah, we appreciate that.
For a day or so.
That's why this meeting
all right.
is silly.
Yeah, well, we appreciate that. All right. Is there any other question? Anybody else have a question about this?
Sorry, I was muted. Beth has a question for Stephanie.
Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Hi, Stephanie.
It's a question about the KPFA budget, right, Beth?
Yes, and the accounting being used, it came to light recently that KPFA central services were accounted for both as paid and not paid, which for me, I found confusing to say the least, if not downright misleading. And so the first question is, could we settle on one process? One explanation offered was that there were two different accounting processes used at those two different places in reporting. And could we, is there a way to harmonize those so that we get a clearer statement as to whether central services are or are not being paid on at any given time? And I had asked where that decision, at what level in the organization that decision was being made, and others tried to deflect that question as inappropriate because it addresses levels of management. So let me just rephrase and ask, was that decision ever authorized by governance? Was that decision ever put to governance at any level and authorized by a body with due authority to authorize expenditures? And if not, why not? And can we expect future such decisions on withholding central services to be subject to governance and authorization? Thank you.
Beth, who is your question for?
Stephanie, to the extent that I realize that he's not the local business manager or the national business manager, but she is our primary contact between governance and management. And to the extent that she's aware of how we've reached this point and how we might proceed with greater clarity, I would appreciate hearing any light you can shed on this process. Thank you.
I do not know at what level it is determined or by what committees it's determined if a station is not going to pay central services based upon money that they believe is owed. And that's not just, you know, KPFA, but there's other stations and historically I believe that have felt that money is owed to them and therefore it would be taken out of their central service payment. My world and Marquisha's world, unless money actually exchanges hands or we have that conversation with the station, we will say, central services are not paid until we receive a payment in the national office. Even if there's some stations that have provided a loan for something and it's countered against central services, we will on paper show it as a payment. That we have paid them paid them back basically. So there is a transaction that we can track, which is what is necessary for our accounting. KPFA is paying central services right now. They are paying half of what their central service amount is. And that was determined. I don't know who determined that amount. I believe it was the National Finance Committee or their LSB. So there isn't anything that I am aware of or committee or who makes that determination as to when central services can be paid and when they cannot.
But so you're unaware of any authoritative body within Pacifica, which would be to say the board of directors, really. You're unaware of the board of directors ever having authorized that decision, not for KPFA, to withhold those central services? Because any body below the board of directors is purely advisory and doesn't have the authority to make that call, as I understand governance. And for management to be making that decision unilaterally without input and guidance and authorization from governance is wholly inappropriate within the nonprofit world.
This is the chair. I'm going to put myself on the spot for a moment.
The decision to not pay central services, I do not know, if that's something that comes from the National Finance Committee that would make that determination. I know that was at one point when the discussion of the central service payment rate, basically, if there is a station that is in distress, it was determined that they wouldn't pay the full amount, but there was never any sort of discussion or determination as what constitutes a station in distress.
Stephanie, if you'll excuse me just a moment, I have to break in here. We're about to run out of time. I'm going to ask for an extension of time for 10 minutes to finish up this item and anything else Stephanie wants to talk to us about as her final report to this iteration of the National Finance Committee, and take a moment to thank everybody for their service. I'm making a motion to extend for 10 minutes to conclude this meeting. Is there any objection? Hearing none, we'll be extended for 10 minutes, R. Paul. It's 10:30 now. That'll take us to 10:40. And Stephanie, I'm sorry I interrupted you. Go ahead, please.
Oh, I had nothing more to add.
I'm going to put myself on the stack briefly and say that I have not been in Pacifica forever. I don't know what happened under the old local advisory board system. I don't even know what happened in the early years of the LSB, the current bylaws system. But I know, at least as long as I've been around, interdivisional transactions, moving of money back and forth and so-called borrowing, lending has been going on, and it's been, as far as I know, exclusively in the purview of management. And I don't pretend to know whether that's appropriate in the nonprofit world. It seems like it might be a good idea to bring some order to that in Pacifica, to have some policies on it, which would bring governance into the question. On the other hand, you know, when one division of a unit of a foundation needs immediate cash for a specific reason, and if they had to go through governance to get it, that might cause problems. So I guess I'm asking you, Stephanie, if you have any thoughts on this, and are you aware of how this is done in other circumstances?
Well, there would be, I don't think it's necessary if one station or one division is in need of funds for something that we have to go through a governance structure in order to ask if the division can lend or borrow money to another division. But all of it should go through, I mean, all of that goes through the national office. There isn't something
right.
that if, you know, cash is needed for something, one station gives it to another station or division to another division. It all goes through the national office, so we have a paper trail and accountability for it. But the key is to determine what constitutes a station in distress.
Correct. And in the one piece of one resolution that we have from the PNB on that, that was declared to be as determined by the PNB. So that was also rather vague, completely vague. So to be determined.
Correct. And then what is, you know, to just declare that a station is in distress doesn't solve the problem or continue with the discussion of how to help solve a station in distress. If you just continue to say, well, then they don't have to pay all of their central services, then at what point do you say, then they don't need to pay this bill or they don't need to pay that bill, and it's not addressing fixing the problem at the station or the division level.
Right.
It just pushes any sort of addressing the problem, it just pushes it down the road. It doesn't address the problem.
Thank you, Stephanie. Yeah, I think you're on to something there. Are there any other questions?
This is Serena. I have a reply.
I'm sorry, who was that?
This is Serena Roberts. I'm a director from WBAI. I earlier requested a copy of the budget, like maybe 5 hours ago.
Yes, I'm sorry,
like
Serene. I did not see that request. If you want to, I will look for such a request. That would normally go to the secretary. But Serene, we invite directors to attend these meetings, but not to participate. So I'm going to ask you to communicate with the secretary, R. Paul Martin.
I'm asking, as I asked you at 5 o'clock and again at 8:20, to please send a copy of the budget that's being discussed.
Yes, I did not see that. And again, I will say we will address that with the secretary. But for now, I'm going to ask you to suspend and let the meeting continue. Thank you. So we are now at 10:35. We extended for 15. And if there are no other questions, are there any other questions about the KPFA budget? Hearing none, let's move on to the next item on the agenda. Stephanie,
Kim.
This was your report.
This is Kim. Can I be recognized?
Just one second, Kim. We have number 8, which is the report from the executive director. And, Stephanie, the two items, 9 and 10, one was discuss a definition of a major donor and rationalizing the reporting of central services and the consolidated financials and reporting it separately for each unit and as revenue to the national office and PRA. That was something that you requested a discussion of at the last meeting. So I put it on the agenda. So possibly if we had time, we could get to that. But I don't know if we're going to. But if you wanted to discuss any of that with us, and if you have any ideas or you're seeking any input on that, we could also do that as part of your report.
Point of order, this is Kim.
Yes, Kim.
You just made a motion to extend for 15 minutes to finish the KPFA discussion and thank everybody.
So I am moving that hearing adjournment
coming. Meg McFadden, could you please mute yourself? Thank you.
I'm calling to adjourn.
Yeah, I think, Kim, correct me if I'm wrong, and I may be wrong, I think I asked to extend not just the item, but the meeting.
You wanted to thank people after finishing the discussion we were having.
Yes, but that doesn't mean we come to the end of the agenda. We have the rest
we
of the agenda.
We are at 15 minutes.
Arpal, when was the extension made, and are we at that time?
We're supposed to
go
to 10:40.
10:40, yes. So we've got 3 minutes.
And I have 10:37.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's right. So there's three more minutes. And Stephanie, that was a lot to pile on you. I don't expect you to be able to deal with any of that. But is there anything you want to share with us, Stephanie?
Nothing major has changed since last time, so no.
Okay. Well, you've got a whole year ahead of you, Stephanie. So now I'm going to thank the committee for their work. I already thanked our Paul for his work as a secretary. I'll do it again. There's a lot of work involved in doing that, and I thank our Paul. He posts the meetings. He does the minutes. I want to thank Fred Blair, our former streamer and the person who created our access codes and was a general IT assistant for us, ran the boards. I also want to thank Stephanie. Stephanie, I don't think, has missed maybe one meeting in the entire time that we've been having these meetings. She's done a wonderful job of being here, sitting through a lot of what we do sometimes, which may not seem very useful to to others, but some of the fighting that we do and such, but she sits through it all. She's always there at the end of the meeting, and her attention and involvement has been much appreciated. She's been very steadfast here. And I want to thank all the members. We have some new members. I want to thank the past members. We've had people who've cycled on and off the committee. I just want to thank all the directors, all the treasurers, everyone involved. It's been a delight for me to be the chair, an honor, a privilege. I've learned a great deal, and it was a good experience, and I hope the next iteration has the same good experience, and I hope we can move Pacifica forward, onward, and upward. And with that, it is now 10:39, and I will declare that we are adjourned.
Thank you, James.
Thank you all. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you all. Good night.